Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, welcome back. Third hour today of Political Coffee, the show where we do talk about the political issues of the day and hope that you gain something valuable out of it so you can change your world. Persuade the persuadable. It's what it's all about. By the way, your thoughts about my interview with Christy. And by folks, I was calling her Christine, and I apologize. I just did by text message. I just sometimes don't read things as well as I should. That's why I try to read just about everything twice so I don't make mistakes like, oh, but I did. It's Christy, not Christine. My bad. But your thoughts, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. She said something interesting. Well, several things interesting. One of them, she personally witnessed busloads of Antifa. Now, there's a video out there about that. Okay. Now, I'm going to get into this hour, how we're going to get around. And she said something else. Be very careful where you get your news from. She's right. Very right. And I'm going to get into this new internet opportunity, but also all of these other platforms that you can go to that are not going to censor you illegally, by the way. It is illegal. And they are open to lawsuit. I don't care what Section 230 says. They're open to lawsuit against other types of lawsuits, like RICO, which is racketeering. Rich suggested that yesterday, and he's 100% correct. They are. Speaking of women in politics, my friend Anne Marie says this about negative influence. Thank you for telling us about CBN Network's deceptive statement about President Trump's speech inciting violence at the Capitol. Every one of us influences others continually through our actions, attitudes, and behavior. We know we do, both positive and negative. CBN has a wide sphere of influence in the Christian community. Likely millions will be influenced by their recent statement. We should let them know our distress and demand that they retract or correct their deceptive statement immediately. I'll do so after the broadcast today. Influence equals atmosphere changing behavior on our part. Amen. Thank you, Anne Marie. You're right on the money. Friends, I think you should also, I'm going to write an email to CBN. And you can go to the story, and it is up on, and I'll have it on my Facebook page, but it is up on the top of the page of the Liberty Daily, thelibertydaily.com. Well, it was. It's about halfway down now. And it is entitled, Even CBN Doctored a Video to Prove President Trump Promoted Insurrection. And as you scroll down through the story, you can see their video. This is wrong. This is wrong. They need to be rebuked for it in a spirit of Christian love. You can watch the full video of President Trump's speech, by the way, if you want to watch it again. You can watch it. It's all there. Another state employee who shall never be named writes me this. And if you want to, by the way, send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. And we'll, in a moment, we're going to go back to the phones, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Now, this other email. Is it too late? Can President Trump still appoint a special counsel or other mechanism to investigate widespread election fraud? Before I continue with the email, the answer is yes. And he should. And he also should declassify everything and immediately. Second part of the email, and was the Durham report ever a thing, or was it slow walk to appease conservatives that the Justice Department was going to do something about the great injustices that Trump suffered? I don't know the answer to that, just to be honest with you. I thought it was going to be something, but it kept being delayed. They kept giving excuses why. There's new information comes out, blah, 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 blah. And then we hear through sources that there aren't going to be any indictments in the Durham report when it's finally released, which means the swamp creatures, the deep state, they got away with it. That's what it means. That's why there needs to be a special counsel appointed. Special counsel appointed. Congress can't stop it. They have to fund it. Only a president can fire a special counsel. But it had that person, remember, Nixon fired Archibald Cox, right? And but the special counsel has to be someone else has to be replaced, okay? That's how it works. You can't just fire them and make it go away. It doesn't work that way. So Biden isn't going to be doing it if he is president. And the odds are it looks like he's going to be. Absent an incredible miracle of God, which is, by the way, what many of us are still praying for. What could that be? Well, it's very limited in scope, to be honest with you, and very difficult to achieve. Now, here's the headline from this email. The guy who built the World Wide Web is building a, quote, new internet, unquote, where you control your data. This is a story actually from some time ago. It's not a new story. This thing's been around a while. A guy by the name of Tim Berners-Lee is an important dude in the technology world. He's the father of the internet. No, Al Gore, I'm sorry to just, you know, burst your bubble. He did not invent the internet. This guy did, at least in part. He doesn't like what it's become. He doesn't like what's happening to it today. Now, he, for many years, doesn't like what's happening with the control of the internet through Facebook, Google, Amazon, and others. Now, Inrupt is a startup that he's been working on. Now, again, this email is from 2018, so this is not new. He's a smart guy. He teaches at MIT's CISL Labs. Now, I'm going to stop here for a moment because let's just think about this for a moment. Right now, Parler has been shut down, right? And they did that because they were hosted through Amazon Web Services. They just shut them off. Being sued over it for political reasons, that's one thing. But it's the idea that Parler now has an alternative. I told you the story about Parler has found an alternative. It isn't up and running yet, but they are, and it takes time to do this stuff. You just don't do it overnight. Having alternatives, and I want to go back to what Christie said. Be careful where you get your news from. This radio station is one of, and she made that point, this is one of those sources of news that are not controlled by either the deep state or big tech or people like Fox News that is subject to enormous political pressure, not to mention financial pressure from banks or from stockholders or whatever. We must have alternative sources of not only expressing ourselves, but disseminating information amongst ourselves. Now, does this mean that that information is always right? No. How many of you got what I got last night, that Donald Trump was going to be addressing the nation at 6 o'clock exclusively to Newsmax, 6 o'clock West Coast time? Didn't happen, folks. Wasn't real. Now, remember I told you the story, and hang on, caller, I'm going to get to you in just a moment here. Remember I told you the story, I read for you those emails on Friday, Mike Pence and Paul Ryan and other people emailing each other during Donald Trump's second debate on October 9th in 2016, where he cleaned Hillary Clinton's clock. I told you later, as I told you yesterday, that Gateway Pundit did a research on it and said they can't be real because the website registration was in 2018 and these emails took place in 2016. That website that they were standing up in these emails called Pence Ryan because they were going to replace Trump. Well, a friend of mine who has a research company, and I know the people in Arizona that he hires to research. They are all former federal government employees, most of them with PhDs. They're really smart people. You know what he found? Because he sent this out to a select group of people. And I asked him back to, in an email back to him, to reconcile the fact that that website address wasn't domain wasn't purchased until 2018. And he wrote me back and he said, upon further digging, what we found was that the original website was purchased in 2016. And then the company, the web hosting company, was sold and it was repurchased in 2018. So it's very possible that those emails and those conversations that I told you about, I read for you verbatim on Friday, are real. We just don't know. But we have to be able to communicate with ourselves outside of censorship because that is what the First Amendment and free speech and freedom and liberty is all about. And going around an internet that is controlled by a very small group of people has to happen. And we'll get into more of this. We'll get back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Back in a moment. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. I want to thank Dave and Paige Smith of Realty One Group Willamette Valley for sponsoring this part of the show. They are real estate agents that take very seriously their motto, which is ready to go above and beyond to serve you. It means everything, right? Those of you who've bought and sold homes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So if you're thinking about doing that, by the way, You ought to give them a call. Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, 503-939-7099. Sir Berners-Lee is the MIT brainiac who helped develop the original internet. Is quoted in the Reuters story from 2 years ago. Says, of course, Berners-Lee is very aware that what he's trying to do will really upset big tech. The thing is, he doesn't care. And he was very clear about that in the interview. Quote from him, we are not talking to Facebook and Google about whether or not to introduce a complete change where all their business models are completely upended overnight, he declared. We are not asking their permission. And if you go to the Inrupt website, I-N-R-U-P-T, it's pretty cool. And I'm going to get into the system called Solid. It's a platform. It's like the early days of the internet. It's wild and free, folks. And I'll talk about the pods and what that means for your ability to communicate with other people and not get censored by Facebook or anybody else. Thanks, by the way, to Reverend Frank and Nancy Carpenter, longtime friends of mine. He used to be the chaplain at the Oregon legislature when I first got there in 1998. Anyway, they're listeners. Thank you for sending me. It's a great article. And I've got the Inrupt website up on my webpage. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But I promised I would go to the phones, and I have to keep the promise. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Let's go to Art. Morning, Art. Again, second time. What do you have to say?
Yeah, second time in the third hour. Usually it's the second hour. But number one, great interview with Christy. I have already passed the website along to some of my friends over, women friends over in Eastern Oregon, which definitely there's a lot of like-thinking women, you know, over there, and they need to know about what's going on and getting involved, and I will definitely be encouraging them. And as a matter of fact, Jeff, you know, Portland isn't the most friendly place for a meeting of, you know, that, and possibly they can kind of be in the middle of the state, so they really can draw in, you know, our conservative, you know, women all across the state, because this is a definitely important movement. There is no doubt about it. Agree with you 100% that conservative, constitutional, believing women are the key to being successful here in the state of Oregon. You and I both know it, and hopefully it's going to take a hold in a big way, because, you know, it is a movement that will do positive things for our state and our country, no doubt about it. And so, Jeff, I did want to state, you know, that situation concerning Pence and all that was going on with Trump, was when that tape, that locker room conversation tape, came out with Trump talking, you know, kind of crudely about women and stuff like that. And that set off the whole thing with the Republican Party. In fact, there were some conservative talk show hosts like Hugh Hewitt that were calling for Trump to resign because they felt that was the October surprise that was going to affect the election, and they felt the day of doom had arrived, and there was no way in heck that Trump, now that that was leaked, was going to make him successful in running for president. Of course, you know, Trump being Trump, you know, he said, hey, this is BS. I'm not going to resign my what I already won. We'll deal with it. And they did deal with it. And guess what? He got elected president. And, you know, making Pence the presidential candidate, and Paul Ryan, of course, he would have loved it, but I don't think we would have won.
We wouldn't have. There would have been no way. Hillary Clinton and all of that fraud and everything we've learned about the fake Russian dossier and FISA violations and all of that would be unknown. In the last 30 seconds, tell me, does Mike Pence have any future in American politics at this point?
I don't believe so. He's not as charismatic as Trump. Now, he may have if Trump had got reelected, but now with all the garbage that went on, I don't think there's one chance in hell of him, you know, running for president. Or, you know, anyways, that's my personal opinion. It's unfortunate for him, but hey, look what the Democratic Party has done to destroy, you know.
And they're not done. They're just getting started right now, and it's going to
get worse. Amen, my brother, and we got to continue to fight.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 25 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Last couple of segments of the show today. So, we want to get back to the phones in a moment here, but I just got to tell you, Christie was so right. Be careful where you get your information from. I'm so disappointed that Christian Broadcasting Network, Pat Robertson, and by the way, I got an email about this that I'll get to you after a bit. I got to get two phone calls in just a moment here, so just everybody hang on. I want to make this point. The point that Christie made about be careful where you get your news from. CBN, I've long believed that they were honorable. And Pat Robertson, I will always respect. But I got to tell you something, folks. This was deceptive and it was wrong. They made it sound like Trump was inciting violence. They edited it. And you can see it for yourself. I'm going to contact them as soon as this show's over. And I'm going to lovingly rebuke them over it. It's wrong. Should not do that. Let's go to our new caller. New caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say today?
Hello. Anybody
Hello.
There?
Good morning. Who are you?
Am I on?
What's your name? Yes, you are on. Daniel, what's your name?
Daniel Warren.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to know exactly how to do a log on with Mr. Berners-Lee's MIT web internet. How do I log on?
I would go to the I'm looking at their website right now. Okay, so I would go to inrupt.com. Let me spell that for you. I, as in India, N as in November, R as in Robert, U as in uniform, P as in Papa, T as in Tango, inrupt.com. It's an active website. And there they have sections for people who are web developers, just a host of people, developer tools, enterprise technology, all of this is available on that website. And that's the only way that I know how to get hold of him. I think it's a great idea. I've not heard anything about this. Have you before?
No, this is the first time ever. I listen to your show a lot, and back in the February 1993, I did a news story, live camera news story with CBS regarding and with Mr. President's entry at that time, was thinking about it for a long time about whether he should get involved or not with being president. So I did a support news story with him. Also had the first 911 calendar date. That turned out to be New York City 911 calendar date from February 1993 with CBS, with Mr. President's features with us. So I write up information. I follow on the news a lot, and I'm from Salem, Oregon, locally here, and so I attempt to keep trying. I have over at $7,000 in debt from my personal donations to GOP to help them with Mr. President's funding. Although the way that they set us up, I'm struggling now to pay off debts from GOP.
So let me ask you a quick question about that, Daniel. So you gave a lot of your money that is now something you've got to pay off, and it didn't work. And it didn't work. So how do you feel about that now? So in other words, is this a discouragement to you to the point you're not going to continue to support either Republicans or the Liberty Movement? Are you going to vote? Are you not going to give them money anymore? How are you going to go forward?
Well, I can. I have a letter with Mr. President for my GOP. Renewal for $35. So I'm in progress now of returning that with the funding to the mail so that I can. It's a personal letter that Mr. President wrote to me, and so I intend on rescheduling my GOP membership as soon as I can get $35 with the money order to send the letter back to Mr. President. I'm in progress with that today. And I want to continue with the GOP. And there's lots of different assorted selections of things, the long list that I have that I've been following for a long time.
Okay. Daniel, thank you. I'm going to let you go because I need to move on to Super Dave and to Lisa. But Daniel, thank you for calling, first of all, and for listening, but for not walking away and being discouraged. We got to keep fighting. And that's what at least this opportunity at Inrupt through the Solid platform, I think, provides for people, for developers who want to host websites or, you know, social media like Parler. Like Gab and others. We have to go around what has been given to us that is now controlled. We just have to, this has to be done. Thanks, Daniel. Going to let you go. I appreciate it. Need to move on to Super Dave, who's hanging on out there. Super Dave, how are you, brother? What do you think today?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, right now I'm doing dishes right now when I'm
on doing this. You know, I'm retired.
Okay.
Just to let everybody know that just because I'm retired, I do things for my wife. I do things for the house that I can because I love her. God gave me to her, and that's what I do. I do that for in the morning for breakfast and that stuff, so she doesn't have to worry about it because she still works, and you know that. You know that.
Right.
So
right.
Come right down to it and stuff. I laugh about this. I'm telling you, I said, people out there, you have to understand what's going to happen. You think it's bleak. Don't think it's bleak. Hold on, because you're going to see something that God's going to come down, and he's going to take care of this situation. You can't take care of the situation. He's going to use vessels to take care of the situation, but you keep praying, please. When you're backed up in a corner, if someone comes at you and you're backed up in the corner, what are you going to do? You're going to strike out because that's your last defense. Well, by God, he has it handled. And he will do it. You have to understand it. I joked with the liberals for a while and stuff like that. And thank you for the money that I get because I'm retired. That has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
I don't get much for that. I had to save and invest and stuff like that. That's nothing to me. But people out there, that's the only thing they have. You've got to get together, guys. Get together. These are evil people that are trying to get in here. And it will not happen by God. That's pretty much what I have to say there.
Okay. No,
pretty heavy on it.
Well, I mean, it is, but you're right on the money. Especially for people of faith. You cannot give up. God is never late.
Exactly.
He is never not fulfilled. Every promise he's made to us, if we follow through with the things, the conditions he places on those promises, such as if that are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways.
They have a chance. I'll tell you, everybody out there right now. I'm sorry, Jeff. Everybody out there, you have a chance. He does will talk to you. So, that's it. He'll talk to you. He'll let you know. He says, you know, with me or the other, please go with him. You'll have no problem. You'll be dancing in the streets.
Amen to that. We can dance in the streets, brother. Thank you, brother.
Okay,
glad you are being a great house husband and doing the right things because your wife is working. You're retired. You know, thanks for admitting that, by the way, Super Dave. Always good to hear your voice, friend. Going to let you go, and we'll move on to Lisa. Lisa, good morning. What do you have to say today?
This is similarly related, I believe. Yesterday, I went to go to something, and anyway, this little box popped up and said they no longer support the free Norton security. And so I called them, and they said, oh, but you're protected under our plan. And I said, what other one do you support? Oh, of course, it's Norton 360. It's like, I don't understand what these people think they can do. It's like the last caller said. Why? You think, when is this wickedness going to stop? It's frustrating. I mean, everybody's got their hand out and in my pocket and your pocket. And it's like, well, I know God can answer prayer, but it's like sometimes you want to go, hurry up, but I'm frustrated because now I have to choose for one that I have to pay for after, you know, at least 2 decades of having the one I wanted.
Really? Wow. 20 years.
All of a sudden, it's like, nope, we don't support that one.
So do you think there's all kinds of interesting things? Well, hang on, Lisa. I'll get to you on the other side of the break along with Glenn. Okay. Back in a moment, folks. It is 8:48 for the top, including this new internet system and the pods and how that might impact you's freedom.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Last segment for today. The lines are full. I promise I'll get to everybody here. Just want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is a great local company that can make your life better. You know, if the furnace or the heat pump is not keeping up during these cold winter months, they can fix that for you. They can do it right away. They have great discounts for property managers, veterans, senior citizens. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. Back to Lisa. Lisa, I want you to finish up your thoughts there. Is Lisa still there? Lisa, are you there? Can't hear. Okay. Then we will move on to Glenn then. Glenn, you're back in your thoughts now.
Yeah, it's about some of the people that want to put together their own internet and all these things, serving farms and so on. I remember back when it first got started, and I had a server, and I wanted to continue to use it. The FCC and all the quacks that saw the golden goose were not allowing a lot of us to even want to set up servers or serving farms or places to render data. And so I would have been doing it already had they not had that wrapped up and were forbidden, forbidden to do so unless you were in the club. And it's going to be very difficult under a Biden administration with FCC and all the rules to get into that game, especially as these people now know that we're going to be a threat to their existence as all of us leave. And where's the money going to come from except it's propped up by the very people who put them in business? It's just
not necessarily so. I mean, there are some great conservative donors that are quite wealthy that, you know, they want to make money. So they could see this as a money making opportunity, as long as, again, they're able to spread money around Capitol Hill, which is what big tech does to make sure that Republicans nor Democrats hurt them. Any new competition would have to do that, too. You remember, the FCC, which has some control over this, not all, but some, the FCC still is run by Republicans until their appointment dates are up and Biden can reappoint.
Republicrats?
Well, okay, but to some extent, but I got to say that what they've done so far has been pretty good for freedom.
Yeah. Except the vulnerability of it going down so fast, so quickly, when the opposition has the upper hand and controls the switches and the lines that connect you into it. That's just what's so ugly about it.
Well, there's another ugly to it, and I'll let you go, Glenn. There's another ugly to it also, by the way. And I'll tell you what it is, folks. It is this. is there are denial of service attacks. Very sophisticated. This is what's been happening to Parler and some of these other alternatives. Something like 60 million inquiries. It's either 60,000 or 60 million. I forget what it was. Per minute. Denial of service attacks coming at some of these services, these alternative services, and they're being overwhelmed. Now, who has the capability of doing that? You suppose it could be big tech that is illegally attacking their opponents? Could it be the deep state? I mean, who has the NSA, CIA, whoever else that has these massive supercomputers that have that kind of computing capacity? Chinese, maybe? See, that's the other thing we're going to have to guard against. Even if we stand all this stuff up that's alternative, somebody trying to just gum it all up. But you know what? I have faith in the ingenuity of the American mind, and we can overcome that. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Well, I just had a shout-out for Parents Television Council, because they've been for many years now trying to control the type of things that get put on the television. And they monitor all kinds of garbage that is trying to be put on there using advertising dollars. And one of the things that they try to get people to do is call the companies whose advertising dollars they are, because a lot of times the companies hire another company to do their advertising, and they're not totally aware of where their advertising dollars go. And so when a lot of things come out, then the Christians go and watch and buy. And we need to be aware that there's a huge destruction of our culture being created by people who don't have our best interests at heart. There's a lot of garbage that Parents Television Council has prevented from coming onto the airwaves.
Yep, well said. Thanks for that. I appreciate it, Rebecca. Linda writes an email about 700 Club. I stopped watching the 700 Club several weeks ago when Pat Robertson was telling President Trump to give it up. He said the election was won by Joe Biden. It's too late. He kept saying it's too late before the contesting of the evidence even began. The evidence was being provided, yet Mr. Robertson kept saying to forget it and go on with your life. Yeah, I saw that same thing and I didn't like it. Lee writes an email, says, call a spade a black pot. I lost a friend over the discussion about whether Mr. Trump and a few other men were in high school locker room talk. I wasn't standing up for Mr. Trump. He should have known that everywhere he goes, he could be recorded. My point was that the media cut the narrative to make it sound like, since she is so beautiful, they wanted to have their way with her. The full soundbite. Someone said they were amazed she wasn't married. Still, just stupid boyish locker room talk. My point is the double standard. I told the guy I grew up with that he has said worse things about other gals. That's the last I've heard from him. He identified he was, in fact, not a friend at all. He, like so many, disagreed that there is a double standard. Those self-serving fluid definitions are easy to identify when you're open to listening. Do a little research. And then Dale writes, have I watched the YouTube video of General Thomas McInerney saying special forces were disguised as Antifa and they took Pelosi's laptop? This is why she wants Trump gone. There's also whistleblowers talking about the fraud. I've seen just pieces of it, haven't watched the whole thing. I'm going to try to do that. But I got to tell you this, none of it matters. Donald Trump has to declassify everything, and all of the evidence of actual voter fraud has to come forward somehow, some way. Otherwise, we'll never have confidence that a Republican can win anyway, ever again. Thanks for listening, friends. I deeply appreciate each and every one of you. Be blessed out there. Keep praying. keep being committed to standing and fighting. I'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too. It's 8:59. See you then.